Can you explain to me a little bit about what the study set out to show?
Sure. We were interested in looking at the differentials in unemployment rates for these groups, for men as compared to women, non-whites as compared to whites, and Hispanics as compared to non-Hispanics. And what was the primary focus of the study is to what degree could those differentials be explained by the kinds of jobs people had.
And what did the results show?
It's been true for quite a while now, at least 15 years, that the rate of unemployment for women has been very close to the rate of unemployment for men. And the interesting question for us is, well, to what degree can you attribute that or tie that back to the kinds of jobs women hold as compared to the kinds of jobs men hold? And what we found is that women tend to be in jobs that have lower unemployment rates. If you look at the kind of industries they're in, you look at the kinds of blue-collar, white-collar distinctions, you discover women are in those sorts of jobs which have low unemployment rate. And that explains why women's unemployment rate is similar to men's. Because, in fact, if you look within each of those categories, say you look at a woman who's in the same type of job a man is in, on average, her unemployment rate is actually higher. So there's a pattern there that's to some degree hidden by the kinds of jobs women actually are in.
Why do you think that is within, you know, within profession, if you're just as mentally capable? What's the reason?
I'm personally fairly careful about identifying a causal factor because people's politics seems to determine which kind of explanation they veer towards. If you're a liberal, you would say there's discrimination, that women are less likely to be hired, that employers are they're unemployed at higher rates because they're having a harder time getting jobs. If you're a conservative, you would note that women are much more likely to have alternatives outside the labor market.
And what is the unemployment gap between whites and non-whites in blue and white-collar jobs?
Looking within each of those categories, you see that black workers non-white workers, because that's what we're looking at, have appreciably higher unemployment than white workers. Well, there are a couple of things that are interesting. One is that that gap is at least somewhat declining. The differential is not as great as it was 15 years ago, but it's there and it's still substantial. The second thing, which is in contrast to the case of gender, men versus women, is that none of that gap is explained by the kinds of jobs that non-whites have as compared to whites. So that the types of jobs that non-whites have, they're not identical to the kinds that whites have, but they aren't systematically higher or lower unemployment. And the other thing is that the differences between non-whites and whites in terms of types of jobs is much smaller than the difference between men and women.